2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Jeff's on the line with us right now.
How are you?
We're good. A story, or one of your minutes of news, your My Minute of News, really captivated me because it had to do with Amazon and the fact that Amazon's Prime isn't so much next day delivery anymore.
Yeah. This started because it was my grandson's second birthday and he wanted a bubble lawnmower. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I know.
Okay,
what a bubble lawnmower is.
All right. So he wanted a bubble. You cannot find a bubble lawnmower in America. You cannot find it. And so we had to do rush shipping after Amazon delayed and blah, 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 blah. And after that, I started digging deep into the shipping problem, the global supply chain problem, and came up with that minute of news.
Oh, let's listen.
Every year, we complain the Christmas decorations in the stores go up earlier and earlier. It's not even Halloween. These kids these days. I'm going to warn you, even before the garland goes up at Walmart, it's time to ask the kids what they want for Christmas. Right now, no messing around.
Silver bells.
I know the kids will respond with a blank stare, but keep hammering away for the answer, because if you wait, these global supply chain problems you hear about on the news are going to land right beneath your Christmas tree.
Ring-a-ling.
Gone are the days when you can order it on Amazon and expect a box on the porch tomorrow. Half of everything is stuck on a slow boat from China. The rest? Well, huge diesel ships are just sitting out there on the ocean. Crew members are playing cards all day as they sit for weeks on the open water waiting to unload. And by the way, the cost of shipping is out of this world. The price of sending one of those big shipping containers across the ocean has gone from $3,000 to $22,000. And there's a shipping container shortage. It's so dire. Walmart is chartering its own ships. You think I'm kidding? Walmart already has its own sea shanty. Listen.
There once was a store who shut its doors at 11 p.m. and not a moment more. The time has come. Our lines are short. We'll close our doors here soon.
The chorus.
Soon may the semi-truck come to bring us sugar and tea and gum. One day when the stocking is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Hopefully, your Christmas gifts will arrive from China in timely fashion aboard the SS Walmart. But do the Christmas shopping now. We are in uncharted waters.
Jeff, I do feel like Amazon Prime has acted a little bit like a drug dealer. You know, they gave me a little taste. They got me addicted to this overnight delivery or whatever it might be. And now they've got me hooked. Now it's like, well, I don't know. We'll get to you when we get to you.
For shipping. Not even a day, but 4 hours. And now what we're stuck with, I did some math after completing that minute of news. There are 44 gigantic ships that are just sitting in the water outside the port of Los Angeles on the open Pacific. 44 of those ships. Do you know how many shipping containers full of stuff are on those ships?
Oh. No idea.
A million. There are a million shipping containers just floating, waiting to be unloaded in Los Angeles. Do you know how long that's going to take? There's one container, there's two, and you have to get a million off, and they're still coming.
A million containers, and what was that? Was it $22,000 per container?
Yep. It's a lot of money,
wow.
Right?
That's a lot of zeros.
So, Jeff, this explains why when I ordered something on Amazon last Friday, I got the notification, even though I have Prime, that it wouldn't be delivered until Wednesday. Now, luck would have it, it came Monday, but it still wasn't next day.
It's a dice roll at this point, and it's just going to get worse as we head toward Christmas. Thus the warning, talk to the kids now, do the shopping, check the stuff off your list in September. It's a good idea.
Jeff Kaplan, thank you so much for joining us, host of the Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio. That starts at 3 o'clock. It's my favorite minute of the entire day. I love Jeff's Minute of News way better than anything we do, but I love it. It's funny, though, because, Debbie, I think one of the things that it does, not only is it fun, but it is informative. I wouldn't have thought that right now is when I start got to start talking to my kids about, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. If that little AirPod case that I ordered for my new AirPods I finally bought.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? And you've been telling me for how many years to buy AirPods?
Years.
I buy the $10 cheap phony AirPods. I looked at it. I was like, why in the world is that going to take 5 or 6 days to get here? And then, no kidding, Jeff Kaplan has the answers. Is there
sitting in the Pacific Ocean.
Slow boat from China. Thanks, Jeff. Look forward to afternoon news with you this afternoon.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.